Senator John McCain sings The Beatles.
That one.
Took my love away. He'll regret it someday.
But this one.
Want you back again.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from
my friends.
I get high with a little help from
my friends.
I'm gonna try with a little help from
my friends.
President Bush speaks from the White House Briar Patch, formerly the Rose Garden. Speaking of the China Syndrome economy, the president says anxiety feeds on anxiety, which in turn feeds on anxiety. So it's a medical problem. Too bad we're not covered. The $700 billion was the copay. Cindy Antoinette says, let them drink Bud. On Wall Street, it's the Davy Jones Index. AIG reschedules their retreat to the Motel 6 adjacent to the Waffle House. Daddy Paulson makes Annie sing Tomorrow to the G7. That should help.
That should help.
Excuse me. John McCain proposes taking the $100 billion of the bailout to the Oneida Casino and letting it ride. Worth a shot? I'd say let them do it. Advises Americans to marry a Budweiser heir. Get through this and other problems. The Pope says it just goes to show the futility of money. Just look at all the pagan babies, despite the fundraising. The French who gave us the Statue of Liberty offer the guillotine and a couple of baskets. Warren Buffett's making money on the whole deal, and he gets his Omaha steaks fresh, ladies and gentlemen. So he always comes out on top, that Warren Buffett. The latest thing I heard, he's investing in Anne Hathaway. That's
oh, good.
Maybe I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
That's a good investment there. Bono hasn't said a damn word. Mr. Big Talker.
Staying out of it,
yeah. Mr. Big Talk. Americans are down to their 101Ks. Zombie retirees have been seen walking at night, ladies and gentlemen, attempting to feed on anxiety. Thousands of Winnebagos with spending my kids' inheritance found abandoned on scenic on scenic highways across America. Attempting to make ends meet, many women are letting makeovers grow back in. Strippers are complaining about quarters in their G-strings. Not a change machine, pal. A lot of guys have been riding the rails only to find out they go to packing houses, and that's kind of very few passenger trains these days, you know. Lou Dobbs trampled by crowds fleeing to Ciudad Juarez to work in the Hirachi factories. He was facing the other way. He was
that's
trying to block
right.
Busby Berkeley Jr. cast Gold Diggers of 2009. The ragman draws circles up and down the block in other obscure references. Sarah Palin makes 36 phone calls to have her broker fired. Apparently he was investing her sister. Barack Obama says, should I wear the blue suit or the gray? Ralph Nader just has the one suit, and he's just going to ride this one out. Dress lengths drop 6 inches in 1 week. Okay. Many Southerners are burying their silverware in the backyard because it's hard to break old habits. The latest Fed plan is to go back on the gold standard, starting with our fillings. Deepak Chopra blows his brains out. Oprah wants it all back. Madonna deep kisses Miley Cyrus. May not be related to the economic crisis. But. And biblical scholars predict that the Phillies winning the World Series will mark the opening of the seventh seal of the apocalypse. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. I truly mean that.